championship shit. How's your mother? Welcome to the Champ Smokes Face Blunts, episode 21. Going over Raw, going over SmackDown, going over the news, everything this week in the world of wrestling. Had an extra day this week to prepare. Good I did. There's been lots of fucking news breaking. But first off, we're starting out with Raw. This week, Paul Heyman reportedly had more control over Raw than any week previously. We all know him and Eric Bischoff are respectively taking over the behind-the-scenes roles for Raw and SmackDown. This week, according to Dave Meltzer, I believe the quote was, the entire show was Paul Heyman's segment. So from start to finish this week, you had a Paul Heyman product on Raw. And it went over so well that the reaction was so good that some SmackDown needed to be rewritten, which we'll go over later. But let's start out with Raw. One of the first things on Raw that is noteworthy of talking is the first ever pregnant 24/7 champion. Yes, you heard that right. So it's been kind of do the math, see women can get the belt now, judging by, you know, everything that happened on the reunion show and everything like that. So this week you had some sort of like scuffle, some new type of match for this 24/7 championship belt. In that match, Mike Kanellis won. He brings the belt back. He's like, baby, I got the belt, blah, blah, blah. His pregnant wife is like, you're not a man. I'm taking the belt from you. He's like, babe, no. She's like, give me the belt. He fucking lays down. She puts her fucking foot on him, pins him, 1, 2, 3. She has the belt. She's walking around backstage. Pregnant champion. Pregnant champion. I'm the first pregnant champion. Pregnant champion here. And everybody's just looking at her, scared, because no one wants to hit a pregnant bitch to get the title offer. How does this play out? This is a very Paul Heyman storyline. I love it. Immediately from the bat on Raw this week, you're going back to the Attitude Era. Do you think any time in the last few years there would be any angle with the pregnant bitch walking around with the belt where a guy could potentially pin her for it? Anything could happen? No. This is some new shit. Thank you, Paul Heyman. Already starting it off with a fucking bang. The question is, what's going to happen from here? Is there going to be any guy that's going to be just a major heel and pit a pregnant woman? I've heard a few people say that Maryse is pregnant also. Is this going to somehow come into it? Are they going to have a pregnant bitch match? Pregnant bitch versus pregnant bitch? Some type of stipulation where the winner gets to keep their baby and the loser doesn't? Something like that? A fetus on a pole match? I don't know what Paul Heyman is thinking. I just know I'm excited to see where this goes. Next up, second thing that caught my attention on Raw, the Street Profits is also kind of tied in. You got these two guys backstage, the Street Profits, NXT Tag Team Champions, and they're back. They're doing kind of a little like comedy segment talking about how there's a possibility that one of them is actually the father of Maria Kanellis' baby, who she was suggesting that Mike Kanellis isn't the father because he's not man enough. That was funny right there. Then Seth came back and they did a little promo with Seth. Obviously, I think they got high hopes for these guys if they're already showing them on screen with Seth Rollins. They obviously want you to think pretty highly of these guys. They're pretty hilarious. I wouldn't say they're as polarizing as these people I'm about to mention, but for the first time since Enzo and Cass were kicked off TV, WWE, whatever the wording is, for the first time since they haven't been on WWE programming, I got a similar feeling to when they would come out and do their segments. It was kind of like a more adult comedy segment with like urban vibes, you could say, you know what I'm saying? They're the Street Profits. Edzo would always be rocking the Jordans, kind of the modern shit. Something for the older fans, I think, in a funny comedy segment. They kind of remind me of that. They haven't showed these guys in the ring at all yet on Raw or SmackDown. They're just kind of using them for comic relief. It would be cool to see these guys have a match or something with those tag team belts on Raw or SmackDown. But yeah, I'm definitely enjoying the Street Profits. Seeing those guys every week has been good. And then the final thing, before we get to the final thing, this is going to kind of lead us in to the final thing, is the OC, the original club with AJ Styles and Gallows and Anderson. Gallows and Anderson won the Raw tag team belts this week. So now they have the Raw tag team belts, and AJ Styles has the US belt, and they're actually a believable badass stable. When they won and they went out back, they had AJ Styles. He had a bottle of champagne on the table. It looked like he couldn't pop it or something. He was trying to do something, but he was jumping up and down with a bottle of champagne on a table. They won the belts. They all have belts. The word is they're trying to restore some prestige to the United States Championship by having it on AJ Styles. They're a very believable stable. We're going to talk about them a little bit more when we get out to SmackDown, because they've been kind of a fucking continuing thing. But the ending segment to Raw, the final 30 minutes of Raw this week, is award worthy. The final 30 minutes of Raw needs a fucking Emmy or whatever you give fucking shows, a Grammy, whatever it is. I don't fucking know. But they fucking crushed it this week. Paul Heyman is a genius. I have criticized WWE for the longest time for just making the main event a fucking six-man tag match with like some members of the Shield and whoever, Braun Strowman, whoever else. They just get fucking lazy and they make these main events a six-man tag match. And I don't give a fuck. If it was maybe a one-on-one match or two-on-two match with these wrestlers, I'd care. But when you tell me it's gonna be a six or eight-man tag match with these guys, it's obvious you're just trying to fill the card. I really doubt there's gonna be anything that's like crucial to the storyline in that. It doesn't really interest me. But what Paul Heyman did this week, he put together an ending segment that not only was some of the most brutal shit on TV in recent memory, but it also used like eight fucking superstars in a way that wasn't just a fucking tag team match. It was very, very smart, very fucking entertaining to watch. Here's what happened. You got fucking Seth Rollins, who's having a match. He's doing good. I think it was against like Dolph Ziggler or some shit. At the end of it, he hit him with a super kick and he's getting ready for the curb stomp. So he's tuning up the band. Done. 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 He's fucking stomping his foot. Everybody's like, burn it down. Burn it down. Burn it down. And then all of a sudden, meow, meow, meow. Brock Lesnar fucking comes out with Paul Heyman to the ring. It was kind of interesting to me what Seth Rollins did in this moment, because if I was Seth, I just would have ran. You don't have anything to prove. Brock Lesnar is going to fucking kill you. He's a monster. Instead, Seth Rollins stayed there. He was almost like a lion, like protecting his prey, because he kind of like stayed over Dolph Ziggler. Like he didn't want Dolph to like escape and win the match, but he didn't know if Brock was gonna come in the ring and get him. It was kind of cool how he played that. I actually give it to him. That was some realistic acting, if you will. So he's doing that, and then sure enough, Brock comes in the ring and just starts fucking him up. I don't even know how many F5s he hit. F5 after F5, he pulls out a chair. So then he opens up the chair, so it's like it's standing up, like an open chair, ready for you to sit in. And he F5s him onto the top of it, so his ribs hit the fucking top of the chair. There's no way that doesn't fucking hurt. You can say wrestling's fake all you want, but that's a fucking bump and a half. So he does that. At some point during this, Seth Rollins starts spitting up blood, which is fucking hilarious, because Vince McMahon criticized AEW last week for all the blood and gore they've been having, saying that they're not going to be able to keep that up and the network isn't going to like it and they can't rely on that. And then this week he just comes out like, we're going to have Seth bleed from his mouth. So Seth's fucking bleeding from his mouth, getting hit with F5 after F5 after F5. I think they went to like commercial break there. Then they come back from commercial break and it shows Seth getting like loaded in the ambulance. And then you see the loving girlfriend, Becky Lynch, there, all fucking just torn up. And then you see Roman Reigns there, concerned for his Shield brother. And then you see the fucking Usos there because they can't drive and they're waiting for Roman Reigns for a ride. So they're all fucking chilling there. And then what happens? He's in the fucking ambulance getting ready to get taken off. And then who comes out? It's fucking Samoa Joe in the OC, Original Club. So there's like 8 people here involved in this. And it's not just a fucking boring fucking tag team match. It's actual, like, what the fuck? It felt like a movie right now. Because when you're looking at one thing, then the camera pans back that way and you see the hallway. And there's just this fucking ambush. And they're all just, it's like a fucking, like some Game of Thrones shit. Like they're just like flooding them. They're flanking them. They didn't see it coming. So the fucking Roman Reigns and all them get fucked up. Brock Lesnar goes, stands in front of the fucking ambulance, and he just rips Seth Rollins out of the fucking ambulance. He like Seth was all strapped in the stretcher and shit, and he just throws the stretcher out of the ambulance. It lands. He pulls Seth out. More F5s, more blood. Seth Rollins just getting absolutely destroyed by Brock Lesnar. It was a fucking brutal beatdown. It takes brutality for you to watch something that you know is fake and be like, oof, that looks like it fucking hurts. Like, and that's how I felt this whole segment. I can't say I felt bad for Seth Rollins, but I definitely didn't want to be Seth Rollins for that part. You know what I mean? It didn't look like fucking fun. Brock Lesnar just fucking brutalized them. It was great. They should probably keep him off. They should probably keep Seth off of TV now until SummerSlam and have him come back to SummerSlam all like band-aided up and whatever fucking happens there. But the ending was absolutely, and it didn't even fucking end there. Like, honestly, I thought it would have just fucking ended there. But then I look at the clock and you still got like 15, 20 minutes left. And you're like, what the fuck else is gonna happen? So this shit was advertised to end with a fucking Samoan summit, where just the Samoan people were gonna have a summit, I guess, in the ring, and I don't know, politic over Samoan shit or something like that. So this shit happens. I think it's like Roman Reigns and the Usos or something. And long story short, the whole battle just fucking continues. Everybody just keeps coming in from out back. Everybody's fighting. And then there's like Drew McIntyre, fucking Samoa Joe. Everybody's just out there fighting still. And then Cedric Alexander just comes out of nowhere and just does some fucking flip off the top of the fucking screen thing. Like, not like off the very top of the Titantron, but like the first tier of the Titantron. He just jumps off on everyone. It's like, what the fuck is going on? I didn't know what it was. Just a great ending. It was, you know, there's been nothing like that in recent memory. Paul Heyman smashed it out of the fucking park. Everybody was going nuts. Nobody's saying any bad shit online. The only people saying bad shit online is nerds who are like actually upset. They're like actually physically bothered them that Seth Rollins got beat up. And they're like, this is horrible. Brock Lesnar needs to go away. They're really upset. It's great. Brock Lesnar's the fucking man. WWE is great. Raw was fucking awesome. Paul Heyman is the fucking best. And yeah, that's fucking that. That is Raw. Time to check out some things from around the network. And then it's time for SmackDown.
Thank you.
Welcome back, you fucking nerds. Time to get into SmackDown. So the internet and all you fucking nerds, we're going crazy on Tuesday and Wednesday because the initial word was that Vince McMahon walked into the arena and changed everything. He walked in and made them rewrite the whole show. That's not actually what happened. Everybody needs to settle down. What happened was Raw was such a success and Paul Heyman did such a good job with Raw and the internet was happy for once, which never fucking happens. So Vince was like, we don't need to give them everything Tuesday night. They're still fucking jizzing their pants over Monday night. So let's just let them sit in the stink a little bit and then we'll just give them a little bit. And then next week, we'll fucking hit him again and then hit him hard on SummerSlam. That's what the plan is, I'm assuming. So Vince walked in and he just made them rewrite the beginning and the end of SmackDown to just switch it up a little bit and not go all out because Raw got such a good perception. So what they changed is literally an hour after announcing it. This was straight up StarCast style. They announced that there would be a match. Well, not really because the people are still there. But they announced that there would be a match between the club, who all has belts now, the Raw Tag Team belts and the US belt, versus the New Day, who have the SmackDown belts and the big belt. It's gonna be a big fucking match. And Vince was like, nah, we're not fucking just throwing that away on a random SmackDown. So they pumped the brakes on it, which I'm all for. And they just had a one-on-one match with the other people on the side. So that's fine. That's how that fucking played out. And then another one of my predictions came true. I told you last week, spoiler, once again, I was right. Big fucking surprise. I told you at SummerSlam there would be Charlotte Flair versus Trish Stratus. And sure enough, this week it fucking happens. Yeah. I don't really know what else there is to say. I'm fucking right. Some people online are saying that this is a shot at, what's her name? Fucking Sasha Banks, because she just stopped wrestling and started talking shit and hanging out with bitches from Japan. And apparently she said in the past that she would love to have a match against Trish Stratus. And now WWE is just like, hey, Charlotte, you want a match against Trish Stratus? Kind of a fuck you to her. I'm all for it. She's acting like fucking CM Punk or like Bret Hart or any of the whiny bitch wrestlers in the history of wrestling. And she should be punished any way possible. Another word from fucking Dave Meltzer, mentioned him for the second time on the show today, is that Dolph Ziggler versus Miz, this whole thing that they've been kind of hinting at. Like this week, Dolph Ziggler came out to fucking HBK's music, talking shit, and it's been seeming like it's going to lead up to him versus Miz. But that's actually a red herring. Something else is going to happen. And the news actually just broke on this today. So I'm going to spoil something else for you because I know everything. And that is that this is a fucking red herring. He's not actually going to face Miz. He's not actually going to face HBK. If you read between the lines and listen to the promos that he's been cutting, in every single one, he mentions none other than the Bill Goldberg, criticizing his match that he had in Saudi Arabia against The Undertaker and how bad he wrestles. Apparently, Goldberg pitched it that he wants to come back as a like John Wayne, old type of badass cowboy, coming back to avenge his shitty match against The Undertaker in the desert of Saudi Arabia. So he's going to come back and have a match against Dolph Ziggler. This is interesting to me because if you remember, Bill Goldberg was famous for his wrestling in none other than WCW. And I don't think he has as much control as Paul Heyman yet, if any, but Eric Bischoff is in charge of SmackDown, where a lot of this is taking place. And on fucking SmackDown, if you have Goldberg there and it's being controlled by Eric Bischoff, who was also famous for WCW, it could be cool giving him one of his old fucking toys to play with on this big stage. I'm all for it. It's fucking interesting. Some more spoilers from the champ. Bray Wyatt this week, he was not on Raw, but he was on SmackDown. He had the little on-screen thing. He said, let me in a bunch, which I think is the creepiest shit ever, and I love. And then I think he showed up in person for a second. So he's going to have his match against Finn Balor. I'm guessing Finn's going to go away for a while after. And, yeah, that's that. What else we got? Oh, yeah. It finished. The finishing segment on SmackDown was also good. This shit kind of left you with a, like, it kind of had, like, an awkward feeling, which I kind of think is crucial. Because if you look at shit that goes on a lot of days, if you look at what goes on a lot nowadays, I'm fucking stoned. If you look at what goes on a lot nowadays, people just criticize everything online. And I think if you give them something to wonder about and speculate on, then they're going to do that instead of just criticizing shit. So what happened here is Roman Reigns was walking down a hallway, and then all of a sudden a bunch of equipment, like a beam and some other shit, fell on him. But nothing happened because he's the big dog and fake cancer can't kill him. And he just powered through it, got up, and was like, what the fuck happened? And now the big question is, who attacked Roman? This is kind of similar to the Stone Cold storyline back in the day where it was who ran over Stone Cold and it was Rikishi. So there was a Samoan on the other end of the wheel there. And now it's who attacked Roman Reigns. Apparently the shot somewhere was Buddy Murphy. A lot of people think it was Buddy Murphy. But the word is also broke today. I actually forget who it was. Let me fucking look at my notes. Oh, yeah. Daniel Bryan. Another spoiler alert. Sorry. I probably should have alerted you nerds before I just spoiled the next week or two of TV for you. But whatever. I told you I fucking know everything. So what do you expect? It's going to be Daniel Bryan who attacked him. There was some moment this week where it fucking showed Daniel Bryan and he said he was going to announce something. And then he didn't say anything or something like that. So next week, or the week after, I'm guessing it's going to be next week because then you got SummerSlam after that. Daniel Bryan is going to be like, it was me. And then they're going to fucking have a match at SummerSlam and Roman Reigns is going to beat him. Woohoo. Everybody loves Roman Reigns. I got some more shit about Roman Reigns too, but I'm going to fucking say that on the fucking news. So right now, we're going to take a break, check out some more from around the network, and then I'm going to tell you the news.
Watching as these four walls start closing in, watching all the competition, waiting for an opening. First in arms reach, best believe that I'm yoking them. Fuck most of them. Life got me feeling like I'm on the run again. We'll be right back. watch how I move now. Hindsight was young and dumb, far from a fool now. But I'm about to go a fool now. Plus I got some hitters with me on. Couple left, so I don't keep no tools around. But don't make me dig them up and dirty up my shoes. Not know when they call, when it's time to ride right now. I said, fuck it, we can ride right now. Not know when they call, when it's time to slide right now. I said, fuck it, we can slide right now. Not just right now, I ain't got the time right now. I got money on my mind right now. I just wanna ball, see my diamond shine right now. Throw my doors on suicide right now, yeah. Hey.
Welcome back, you fucking nerds. Time for the news. All right, first up, another thing with me, I'm fucking stoned. Here, let me take another hit of the blunt. All right, another instance of me being right is that last week or the week before, I don't fucking remember, but I called everyone out for not being able to make new moves. Everybody's just using wrestlers' old moves. The stunner, the mandible claw, shit like that. How about someone gets creative and invents their own fucking move for once? But no, nobody can. So this other guy who, part of me wants to cut him some slack because I think he's from Massachusetts, but no, I fucking can't. Dominic Dijavijic. I don't know his fucking name. I've seen him wrestle. Every time NXT comes to Boston, they give him some fucking time because he's from around here and they're fucking nice people, you know? So this dude, Dominic Dijavijic, he wanted to use Taz's finisher, the fucking Taz lock, and he fucking tweeted at Taz like, yo, can I use your finisher? Taz was like, yo, a public tweet isn't the way to ask me. And then somebody tweeted saying that he shouldn't use it because he's a fucking giant and a giant shouldn't be using a submission for his finisher. Taz retweeted it and was like, ding. And then next thing you know, this dude is fucking using it as his finisher. Turns out him and Taz talked, so it's all right. Nobody's upset. But it's just another instance of why can't you invent your own finisher? You just have to go back and steal someone's finisher. That means there's at least three active finishers now that are more of a nostalgia pop than they are an effective finisher. And I would just like to see somebody get creative and invent something new. Next up on the news, I promised you more of Roman Reigns information. And Roman Reigns does not only fuck up in the wrestling community, he also fucks up everywhere else he goes, like in movies. He's in Fast and Furious, and apparently on the set of this movie, he was supposed to pretend throw a wooden club because him and The Rock are Samoans, so they need wooden clubs, obviously. So they gave them wooden clubs, and he's supposed to fake throw it, but he just actually threw it and knocked out the fucking cameraman, and it's all on footage, and Roman Reigns is a huge fuck up, and he's gonna get The Rock fired. Next up, Cody Rhodes was warned from, he actually wasn't warned directly, but somebody contacted Dave Meltzer because he knows that he's butt buddies with a fucking third time Dave Meltzer's made his way onto my fucking show. So somebody contacted Dave Meltzer because they know he's butt buddies with everybody in AEW. It told him that he needs to tell Cody to chill because Cody claims that this reporter misquoted CM Punk when he actually didn't. Cody's just trying to make headlines himself, which I guess he's technically doing here right now. So, you know, I guess I'll just stop talking about that. Bobby Lashley is out 3 months. I don't know when he was injured or how or what's wrong with him. They have not released any of that info, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was in that match against Braun Strowman when they were getting thrown at walls and shit that I called out on this show as a very brutal match that I enjoyed. Wild card rule is going to be no more. They're kind of phasing it out. They haven't mentioned it on TV. I don't know if it's still active or not because you have AJ Styles in the club and they all have belts. They have the Raw belts and they're feuding with the New Day who have the fucking SmackDown belts. So obviously there's some type of cross-brand action going on there if they're feuding. But I think the word is that they're gonna get rid of it after after they really split up the shows around when the fucking Fox deal kicks in. They're gonna actually have two separate rosters, I believe. And yeah, then it's gonna be completely over and all that shit will be done. What else we got? Last thing on the news. This is it today, ladies and gentlemen. Biggest news of the week. Edzo Amore has announced that he will return to the wrestling ring. That's that. That's the news. That's the champ smokes face blunts. I'll see you nerds next week.